This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The CIA has confirmed that it destroyed videotapes showing the interrogations of two al-Qaeda suspects. That confirmation came in advance of a story set to appear in the New York Times. The videotapes were made in 2002. The CIA says they were destroyed in 2005 to protect the safety of the CIA interrogators. Mark Mazzetti was about to break this story for the New York Times. He joins us now. And Mark, who was being interrogated in these videotapes?
We know that at least one of the detainees was Abu Zubaydah, who was the first detainee in CIA custody. He was captured in 2002. The second one we're still a bit unclear on, but there were only three CIA detainees who were captured in 2002. And the CIA statement said today that the tapes were made in 2002.
And did these tapes show the suspects being waterboarded, the technique known as waterboarding?
We know that the tapes show harsh interrogation tactics, what the CIA calls enhanced interrogation tactics. We are still pinning down whether there was actually waterboarding. We have some sources who tell us yes.
Why was the CIA videotaping these interrogations in the first place?
Well, the CIA put out a statement today that said it was done in part for safety, in part to show that CIA officers were following procedure. It was the early days of the program when they were still testing out new techniques, so they believed that they needed to record these interrogations and document them for future reference.
And again, when they say they destroyed the tapes in 2005, they're again saying that was for safety concerns. What else did the CIA director, Michael Hayden, say about why they decided to destroy those tapes?
Well, he said that they decided to destroy them because they were worried that these could leak out and that CIA officers could be put at risk. Several officials and former officials who we've spoken to said another reason was that there was a grave concern that CIA officers could be put in legal jeopardy, because in 2004 or 2005, there was a great deal of legal and congressional scrutiny into the CIA interrogation program. There were officers who were concerned that they might actually have been doing something illegal, even though it was approved by the Justice Department at the time. You'll recall that Congress was considering really pressing hard on undoing the CIA program. So there was a real lot of concern then, also because it came about 4 or 5 months after Abu Ghraib.
Was it in fact legal, though, for the CIA to destroy these videotapes once it made them?
Well, that's a good question. The CIA says everything they did was legal. They said that they've cleared it internally with their inspector general and that it's their intelligence, they're allowed to destroy it. But there's some real questions, because twice they told a federal judge, in one case the September 11th Commission, that they didn't have videotapes. The September 11th Commission asked for tapes or all documentary evidence of high-value detainees, and several commission members we talked to said they were told by the CIA that there were no tapes that existed. Separately, in the case of Zacharias Moussaoui, a federal judge ordered the CIA to hand over any recordings they had of certain CIA detainees, and twice in 2003 and 2005, the CIA said that they didn't have tapes.
So those requests were made, theoretically, at least before those tapes were destroyed?
That's correct. That's correct. The tapes were not destroyed until, I believe, late 2005, so both of those requests had taken place before then.
Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for the New York Times. Mark, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks very much.